Is that a sign of poorer health globally or better health care?
No, I think this is a measure of, firstly, much better healthcare and patients around the world having access to advanced diagnostics tools that they haven't necessarily had access to in the past. But also global populations are aging as well. And with the aging populations becomes the prevalence of oncology, cardiac disease, which are being diagnosed earlier and earlier on CT and MRI imaging equipment using diagnostic tools.
How important is the facility in Carrigtwohill to GE's healthcare, for to your business?
Oh, it's critical. I mean, it will be our largest location in the world now for iodinated contrast media manufacturing. As I said, 100 million patients around the world benefit from the products we manufacture. 3 patients every second, and more than half of those products are being manufactured here in Carrigtwohill. So critical to our global network, and look, we've been here 30 years, and we intend to be here and to grow from Carrigtwohill and continue to serve patients and customers around the world.
And the new line has created 140 jobs. Are those specialised roles, and how many have already been filled?
Yeah, look, we've got a workforce on site of about 760 folks. Mix of manufacturing and advanced manufacturing roles here. We've filled about 110 of those roles, but we're constantly looking for talent. So, we work closely in the local community here, building our talent pipeline, and we're constantly looking for great talent that we can bring into the business.
Well, a big day in court today. Kevin O'Neill, CEO of GE Healthcare Pharmaceutical Diagnostics, thank you very much for coming on the programme this morning. I'll have more business